Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh, our El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Breasted One, the Jehovah Shalom, Alpha and Omega, Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. We thank God for all that he's done and doing in the midst of us. Thank God for this revival of what a mighty move of God through the power of his servants. Vessels, glory to God, they're using for his glory and for his honor, that are seeking his face and that is hearing from him and pouring out back unto the body of Christ and those that were here, even whether they know him or not. Bless God, praying for a magnificent move of God on their lives and be life-changing, transformation taking place, encouragement, enlightenment, glory to God. Even correction, whatever it may be, God, for to line us up to come in compliance with your word. We glorify you and magnify you, because truly you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord and thank God for you. Welcome you to Divine Connection Prayer Line. Glory to God. We thank you for the feast that's going on here. No flesh being glorified, only God getting the glory. Praise the Lord and honor. In the name of Jesus, we thank God again for how he is blessing us to hear his word through these vessels. Our theme, glory to God, for the revival through the week is none other than knowing that you say your faith is on trial, or will go on trial. We know it's on trial, but it's your faith will go on trial. And don't panic, be encouraged. Praise the Lord. And the Lord has really blessed us as the women of God have been expounding on that this week about, glory to God, not panicking, being encouraged, and letting us know about how our faith is being tried, has been tried, and will be tried. Praise the Lord. As the first night, glory to God, Evangelist Alexander came forth with, for you to know the assignment that God has given you. Nobody else can give it. Nobody else can do it but you, and teaching us more about faith and holding on to God's word. And even like a dog, glory to God, that's never been had eaten and hungry and holding on to a bone that you're given, you can't get it back from. We ought to have that kind of tenacity of holding on to God's word in faith. We bless God for her blessing that word. And pastor from Tulsa, Pastor Mitchell, came forth for talking about intimacy and also for us that relationship that we all have with God, and teaching us about the covenant and how we need to stand on God's word. Praise the Lord. We pray over to God for the next night that Pastor Bird came in and blessed us with the word concerning really resting in the Lord, and talking about the how not only resting God in God's word, told us about encouragement, the ability of God and faithfulness to God and not wavering, and how we need to enter into his rest. Last night we had Pastor Burton that came forth, apostle, that came forth, glory to God, and encouraged again for about our faith being on trial, and how we are to still trust God, how we are to rest in the Lord. Even told us about even when God, when even like to use an example out of First Samuel 30, when David was at Ziklag, him and his soldiers, and while they were out fighting, here comes the enemy that came through their camp and burned up their camp and took their wives and children and whatever. They cried till they couldn't cry anymore. But one thing afterwards, David did turned around and encouraged himself and sought the Lord. And that's the Lord. So we pursue them, and should we recover, and he did cause them to recover, but she blessed us through 23rd song, and then took 23rd song and tied it on into 46, glory to Isaiah 46, and took it to Isaiah 41 and 10, glory to God, and tied it for us not to be fearful, and glory to God, that is something that we can't afford to have fear in the name of Jesus. And even though some things may occur, like we got to be to a place that we know the Lord's voice through all of them. It's got to be knowing the Lord's voice, obeying the voice of God. We got to have that relationship. We got to be able to trust him. We got to be able to rest in him. And we got to be able to walk in our authority. So all of it's going to be, all of it tied in so beautifully together. Praise the Lord. So we got to be in a place to know that trials going to come, testing going to come. And he said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. So we got to be to a point that we'll know in order to reign with him, we're going to suffer some things. And and some of this trials and that we go through, it's making us, and glory to God, and bringing about the character of Jesus Christ in us and for us to learn and to trust the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just got to be steadfast and unmovable in the faith. And we got to learn nevertheless. We can't be murmuring, complaining, and giving place to the enemy. We got to be to a place that with one mind and one heart to stand on whatever God's word is and what his promise is. Praise the Lord. It's just so many things that the Lord blessed in that word all throughout the week and encouraging us, glory to God, to just to trust God when we can't trace him and just to be able to know that God has plans for us and he wants us to be blessed, but we got to know that we got to keep covenant with him. We can't be covenant breakers. We got to be covenant keepers. Praise the Lord. So when we pass through the water, praise God. That'll be our scripture reading tonight as well. Praise the Lord. I want to share. Let me see how many people we have online because we want to give space, plenty of time for the speaker to come forth and the preacher to bring forth the word, which will be none other than Pastor Dr. Dorsey out of Columbia, South Carolina, anointed vessel of the Lord that hears from the Spirit of the Lord and move accordingly and walk in the power of the authority for preaching and teaching. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the paraclete, our wonderful counselor. Praise the Lord. We'll give it another minute or two and praise God, and then we're going to go right into the scripture and prayer, and we're going to introduce our speaker. Praise God. For unto a child is born unto us as a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9 and 6. The Lord is our wonderful counselor. He has the answer to every problem we will ever face. Even when Christ was here on the earth, the world stood amazed at his wisdom, Luke 22, 47 and 52. Men were all overcome by the tremendous understanding of Jesus, Mark 6, 2. The word wonderful means miraculous, astonishing. Even incredible, while the word of counselor means to advise, admonish, direct, or guide. Plainly, the name of the wonderful counselor means that the counsel that God gives to man is incredible, miraculous, that we will stand amazed. When we read the counselor God gives us, through the word, it is miraculous because it contains life itself. John 6:33. In Jesus Christ was and is the very wisdom of God, Isaiah 11, 2, 1 Corinthians 1, 30. It is clear that he is incredible counsel, far exceeds that of man, and will stand forever, Psalms 33, 11, and 10. O God, you have proven to us many times when our heart was burdened that your counselor is miraculous. You have a comforter. You have comforted us when we were hurting. You have shown us the way when we were lost. You have quickened our spirits with your word. You truly are the paraclete, my wonderful counselor. Please bless us, my God, with more of your wisdom. And God, we thank you for your helper, the helper that you've given us, the counselor, and we need him in all of this, even in the discerning of the word and rightly dividing as we study it, and for the comfort, for the guidance, glory to God, for the wisdom he teaches He's our God. Glory, he's our comforter. He encourages. We thank God for the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And the word of God let us know, don't grieve him and don't override him in the name of Jesus. Well, our scripture reading will be coming from Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, scorched, nor will the flame burn you. Isaiah 48:10, behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. We thank God for the reading of the word of God tonight, and we thank God, glory to God, as we welcome the others that came on, glory to God, a little later, that we welcome you to Blog Talk Divine Connection Radio. And we also let you know that our theme is, we'll go on trial. Don't panic, but be encouraged. And truly, we have truly been encouraged this week. Praise God, praise God. Bless the name of the Lord. My dear sister had to go to she had to pick up her son at the bus station from New York, so Sister Brenda, so looks like she might not been able to come on. Let's see her number. Try one more time to make sure. Praise the Lord. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. Praise the Lord. Evidently, she wasn't able to come on. Bless the Lord. So we thank God. Praise the Lord for, we were just going to say a short prayer, and we'll go ahead and allow. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, buddy. I don't like dead space on the phone either when we're having. So I will ask Pastor Betty to go ahead and say a prayer for us tonight, if she don't mind. Is that Pastor Betty on? Father, we bless you tonight, and we give you glory and honor, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, no matter what hiccups go on or whatever goes on around, you knew all things before they happened. So, God, help us to always prepare our hearts to hear your voice and to walk accordingly. So as we cast every care and every concern to you, God, we thank you for this night and this hour for the revival. We thank you for the word that has come all week long. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you, glory to God, for the joy of the Lord. God, even as your word came, it fell on good ground. We're thanking you, Lord God, for using your vessels in a mighty way. Pray for your servant tonight that you continue to bless and use it for your glory. Your word is already anointed, so we ask you to anoint her, glory to God, to deliver everything that you have given her to share with us tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are listening and those, glory to God, that will be listening even later. God, that the word will find its a place in their hearts, and whatever the word, glory to God, need to do in them, that they will allow it to be so. God, we pray against any perpetrating the fraud or any, glory to God, denial or justifying. God, we open ourselves up and we put ourselves in a place of humility for you to come in and move as you desire, so that way we can be in a place that we can be able to be used for your glory in the name of Jesus. We are thanking you, Lord God, for those that need a Savior, that even if something will cause their lives to change and their heart to be transformed. And God, we are praying for those that need encouragement, that will find it, those that need some direction, those, glory to God, that may have been going through fear or anxiety attacks, that, glory to God, they will find peace. We are thanking you, Lord, for those that need some joy. Glory to God, whatever the circumstances may be, we are praying that word will find us, even when you need to correct us. And you said you correct those, glory to God, that you love. So, Lord, we bless you that you're a just God, you're a loving God, you're a kind God, you're, oh, God, we thank you for Jesus, our Savior. We thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that destroys yoke. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a mind like never before to seek out your face. And as we seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be added. So, God, help us to keep that in the order, putting you first, not putting glory to God ourselves, our leaders, or glory to God our church, or glory to our education, or glory to God any kind of prestigious, glory to God thing that come before us. Help us to all put all of that under, glory to God, the blood, and stand on what your word is saying for direction and correction and whatever you want to use us to do. We are praying, glory to God, that you will move in such a way, glory to God, that all we can say that our hearts burn when we heard your word and what you did in the word and what it's doing for us. Anybody that even needs deliverance in whatever capacity, God, we ask you, Lord God, to encourage and bless and move. God, we pray again that you will bless Pastor Dorsey. God, that you bless her to bring the word tonight. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and doing. Without you, God, we can do nothing, but through you, we can do all things. So we appreciate you, and we adore you, and we magnify you. Glory to God, because you are wonderful. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to introduce to you, glory to God, and present to others, glory to God, none other than a vessel that God has called out, set apart for such a time as this. Praise God. She's out of Columbia, South Carolina, and the name of the ministry, In His Presence Ministry, World Evangelism, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank God that she's a preacher, a teacher, a prayer warrior. God, she is has a prophetic ministry in her, and she is a bold vessel. Glory to God. We thank God for Pastor Dorsey, and we're getting ready to open the lines, glory to God, that she may be able to be used for God's glory and for his honor.
Hallelujah.
In the
Pastor,
name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Pastor. Pastor Hubbard,
praise
hallelujah.
God.
I'm online. Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
Glory be to God.
I forgot
giving honor to my Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of my faith. Giving honor to Pastor Hubbard, to all the other pastors and the leaders that were on the line this week and tonight. Truly, I thank God for this opportunity. I thank him for an opportunity to stand before his people tonight and to proclaim his word. I listened to Pastor Apostle Burton last night, and I realized that she had going into my message too, but as I was speaking with Reverend Dorsey, he always tells me when you're preaching the word of God, you're always going to run into the same scripture, but it all works together for the good of the Lord. So I truly thank God. I wanted to pray and ask God to change the word, but the Spirit of the Lord said, no, this is what I have given you, and this is what is going to stay. So truly I thank God for his word. I thank him for allowing me to be able to come on tonight. God is such an awesome God, and sometimes we just have to take some time just to praise God because he is Almighty God, and I am one for praising the Lord. I believe in praising God. I have always served the Lord and praised him in the way that I feel like he deserves. Glory be to God. And I feel like the Lord, that he will use me for his glory, not to glorify me or to glorify anybody else, but to glorify the Lord. And that's my desire, is to I am honored. I am honored for everyone that is on the line tonight. Truly, I'm glad that you did not thank it, Robert, to take time to come out, glory be to God, just to hear the Lord word one more time. Tonight I want to look at, the first scripture I want to look at is John, the 10th chapter, and the 11th through the 18th verse. And it reads, 11th verse read, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, sees the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and leaveth the sheep, and flee. And the wolf catches them and scatter the sheep. The hireling flees because he is an hireling and catches not and cares not for the sheep. Jesus is speaking here. He says again, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore, doeth my Father love me? Because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No man taketh from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. I received of my Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come before you, Lord God, under myself, O God. Father God, as a vessel, Lord God, I ask that your Holy Spirit shall use this vessel, Lord God, just to glorify you, to glorify you and to glorify your Son and to be used by your Spirit. Lord God, that thus says the Lord, that your people shall hear what thus says the Lord. Lord God, I don't take it lightly, O God. Every time you come and stand before your people to proclaim your word, God, I look at it as an honor, O God, an honor to glorify and to talk about you. Lord, I pray that everyone tonight, Lord God, will be blessed, Lord God. And Lord God, I just want to thank you one more time, Lord God, for you're so awesome on tonight, God. I just ask you, Lord God, I just want to worship you, Lord God. You are so worthy, God. There is nobody like you, Father God. You are my Lord and Savior. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. Ah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Oh, Lord God, I pray tonight that the words of my mouth, God, I am Lord God. Oh, Father God, that it will exalt you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for one more opportunity, God. I thank you and I praise you, God. Lord, I praise your holy name on tonight. Hallelujah. Tonight I would like to look at in the hands of the good shepherd. Hallelujah. In the hands of the good shepherd. And I have read John the 10th chapter, 11 through the 18th verse. And Jesus, he says that he is the good shepherd. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We know that shepherds are one that leads their flock. Glory be to God. When I think of a shepherd, not only do I think of my Lord and Savior, I think of David, the shepherd boy. Glory be to God. One that was anointed by God. Hallelujah, to lead his people. Glory be to God. See, David took care of the sheep. Hallelujah. See, sheep are not a very smart animal. Hallelujah. You have to lead them where you want them to go. Glory be to God. So when I think of the Lord being my shepherd, hallelujah, glory be to God, I know that he is going to lead us in the way that he wants us to go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the hands of the good shepherd. Glory be to God. In Psalm 23, 1 through 6, the word of God tells us. But in Jeremiah, let's look at Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter, and the 15th verse says, it said that God promised his people in Jeremiah that he would send them a shepherd after his own heart who would follow him, filled with knowledge. Glory be to God. All way back then, glory be to God. In Jeremiah, God promised his people that he would give them a shepherd. Glory be to God. We know that God has under shepherds, those that are supposed to be leading God's people now. Some of them are good shepherds, and some of them are not, just like they were back before. There were good kings and there were bad kings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But God promised that his people that he would bring them a shepherd. Glory be to God. I looked at the word. Hallelujah. The word of God says knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. In Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse 11, it also says, also speak to the shepherd, of the shepherd. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. See, the shepherd careth for his flock. Glory be to God. Just like Jesus cared cares for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Sometimes a sheep may wander off. Hallelujah. But the shepherd goes back and he finds that one and he brings it back. Oh, that's a good shepherd. He takes care of his flock. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Lord is my shepherd. He cares for me. Oh, when the fears of the world try to come upon me, I remember that I have a shepherd, all that cares for me. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad tonight that I have a shepherd that I know that cares for me in spite of all my character defects, in spite of all my ways sometimes, when I don't tell him thank you, when I forget to call on his name, when I forget to pray, when I forget to just say, Lord, oh, I thank you. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that he cares for me. But not only that, my shepherd tells me, he says, cast all your cares, ooh, hallelujah, upon me, for he cares for me. Glory be to God. 1 Peter 5:7. I can take all of my junk. I can take everything that weighs me down. I can take everything that has hurt my heart. I can take everything that have sometimes caused me to be depressed, oppressed, that's weighed me down. I can take all that baggage and carry it upon the Lord, for he cares for me. And it says, I shall not want. Oh, hallelujah. Look at here, y'all. Not only does the shepherd care for me, oh, glory be to God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Not only does a shepherd care for me, but he says that I shall not want. Glory be to God. The shepherd makes provision, and my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:19. The shepherd will not only lead us, hallelujah, and care for us, glory be to God, but he provides for us, as well. Oh, my God, my God, where God leads us, hallelujah. See, when God leads us, we can't go wrong. Oh, he'll lead us in the way he wants us to go. But listen, y'all, not only does God lead us, he will provide, and we shall not want. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you need a job, know that the shepherd knows it. Oh, if you're hungry, he said he's the bread of life, and that you shall never be hungry. My God, my God. If you need some money, oh, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. The shepherd said that he will provide for us, and we shall not want. In Nehemiah, the 9th chapter, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Nehemiah, the 9th chapter, verse 20-21, oh, glory, hallelujah, tells us of God's amazing and miraculous provision for the Israelites as they wandered for 40 years in the wilderness. Let's look at the Israelites a minute. God delivered them out of Egypt. Oh, my God, my God. See, they called out, they cried out to God. God heard their cry. God got Moses. He spoke to Moses in the burning bush. My God, my God. He told Moses, to go and tell Pharaoh off to let his people go. My God, my God. See, when you cry out to the Lord, he hears our cry. Oh, my God, my God. So when they went to tell Pharaoh, well, you know the story, but God had to go put Pharaoh them through a lot of changes before they decide to let God's people go. But let's look at Israel. Israel, all they did, once God took them out of Egypt, when he spread the Red Sea wide open and they walked past on dry land, oh my God, my God, they didn't realize what a God they were serving. Oh, hallelujah. But when he opened the Red Sea and they walked across, oh my God, my God, and they saw Pharaoh and them on their track, oh my God, my God, all they did was complain. Everything that God did for them, they were complaining. Oh my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Then finally God, he put them in the wilderness for 40 years. Don't you know that sometime God has to, our shepherd has to put us in a place, in a place where we can learn to appreciate what he's done for us instead of always complaining. Well, they were complaining, and God put them in the wilderness for 40 years. But mind now, when God puts you somewhere, he just don't forget about you. All because you're in the shepherd's hand. Oh, my God, my God. You also gave your good spirit to instruct them and did not withhold your manna from them. From their mouth, God fed them and gave them water for their thirst. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. Oh, my God, my God. So that they lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out. Their feet did not swell. See, God is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Oh, my God, my God. Even when he put us in that place, oh, hallelujah, sometimes he got to put you there so you can remember just who he is. Oh, my God, my God. My God, my God. God provided food, clothes, and good health for his people for 40 years. Oh, my God, my God. Jesus tells us, oh, in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 25 to 34, he tells us not to worry about our needs so that we don't distrust God. But he tells us, oh, hallelujah, he tells us to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, and everything shall be added unto us. Oh, my God, my God. And look what it says now. It says he maketh me to lie down. Oh, hallelujah. And green, and he gives us a rest. The shepherd says, come to him, all who labored and are heavy laden, and he will give you rest, sweet rest. Oh, my God, my God. You can rest, oh, in the Savior's arm, sweet rest. Oh, hallelujah. We ought to take his yoke and learn of him. Oh, for he is gentle and lowly in heart, and we shall find rest, rest, oh, sweet rest, y'all, rest for our soul. Oh, Matthew 11, 28 through 29. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, Exodus Genesis 33 and 14 says, and he said, my presence, ooh, hallelujah, will go with you, and I will give you rest. Oh, hallelujah. Know that when you lay down at night, that the Lord is, he's watching over you. Are you in his presence? And he shall give you rest, rest, rest. Oh, sometimes we don't find no rest because we allow the things of the world to get us down. Oh, but we have to remember and to call on the good shepherd. Oh, my God, and he'll give you rest. Oh, hallelujah. Are you following the shepherd? And are you lying down in his green pastures? Are you feeding to your heart content on his provision? Oh, my God, let me say that one more time, y'all. He says, are you following on the shepherd? Are you lying down in his green pastures? Are you feeding until your heart, till your heart's content on his provision? Oh, my God, he will give you rest. Oh, then the scripture says, he leadeth me, he leadeth us beside the still water. He gives me peace. Jesus said, oh, hallelujah. Alone Jesus said, Jesus said, all peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give it, do I give to you. Let not, oh, hallelujah, your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14 and 27, the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Peace, not in this world, but peace, you can be in this world and have peace, peace of Jesus Christ, not the world peace, the peace of knowing that you're in the good shepherd's hand. Oh, my God, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to your name, God. Then it says, he restores my soul. He restores my soul. If I'm broken, if I'm living in sin, anything, it's nothing too hard for God. Anything that we have done, anything that has happened in our life, he can restore us. He can restore us. All you got to do is give him your broken pieces and let him in. Oh, let him in. Let him put you back together again. He restores my soul. The shepherd, he gives us healing. Oh, my God. Oh, hallelujah. I know that sometimes, oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Despite I don't feel good. Oh, hallelujah. I know that I have a problem. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. But I know that there is physical healing as well as spiritual healing. I can't take it to God if I deny I have it. Oh, hallelujah. But if I give it to God and I believe that I'm healed, oh, hallelujah. I may not see it in his body right now, but I know that I am healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. Oh, hallelujah. And with his stripes, we are healed. Oh, hallelujah. I may not see the manifestation of my healing. I may still wake up and my body hurt. I may not walk right sometime, but I still say, I still praise God. I still let him know that I'm thankful for him. I still let the Lord know that I know all that it's all right. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God that I am healed. Oh, hallelujah. The word of God says, praise the Lord. He heals the broken heart and binds up their wound. Psalms 147, verse 1 through 3. The shepherd cares for our physical need as well as our spiritual need. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. He will minister to the spirit and soul as well as our physical body. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I just get excited when I think about the goodness of the Lord. I just want to praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It says he leads me in the path of righteousness, all for his name's sake. Oh, hallelujah. And here he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The name's sake, the name Jesus. The Lord will give us instructions and teach us in the way we should go. He will guide us with his eyes. Psalm 32 and verse 8. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As we lead our own household, oh, glory to God. The shepherd leads the way of our path. Just as we hurt and agonize over those we love, so thus the shepherd cares for us. And as we move up to guide our loved ones back into a more profitable path, so does the shepherd guide us in the path of righteousness. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, he lead us in the path of righteousness. Trust him. Trust him. Oh, my God, my God. I want to tell you something, man. Sometimes, oh, hallelujah. Sometimes I wonder, oh, glory to God. Oh, when I say feel things, oh, hallelujah. And I begin to doubt, oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I got to be honest with you. Hallelujah. Sometimes I may not feel like that. Sometimes I don't trust. Glory be to God. Sometimes I want to do it on my own. Sometimes I'll listen to other people. Sometimes I don't read my word. Sometimes I don't pray. But I'm so glad that I serve a merciful God. I'm so glad, hallelujah, that just like the prodigal son, he's always waiting on me. Oh, hallelujah. See, God knows. He knows everything about me. He knows my thoughts. He knows what I feel. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. But I can thank God. I can thank him for his mercy. I can thank him that no matter what, he is my shepherd. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, look at here, y'all. It says, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for you are with me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're walking now in the valley of death. There is death all around us. Glory be to God. We don't know when we go outside what's going to happen. We don't know. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. When you're in the shepherd's hand, hallelujah. Ain't nothing gonna happen that God does not allow. Oh, hallelujah. I've learned to trust God more, because every time I think about where I was, what I haven't done, what I should be doing, God still loves me. So I learn to trust him. Glory be to God. I learn to put it in his hand. Glory be to God. I learn to let go, Oh, hallelujah. And trust the Lord and know that he is my shepherd. So when I go out the door, sure, it's a little bit distracting. It's a little bit different. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Walking around with a mask on. Oh, hallelujah. Not trying to touch this and not trying to touch that. Looking at people that have masks and those that don't. Oh, hallelujah. But every time I go out, my shepherd, Jesus is with me. Oh, hallelujah. And he brings me back unto the fold. The way I left, I come back the same. Oh, my God, hallelujah. So even though we're walking in through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, hallelujah, know that the shepherd is with us. Oh, hallelujah, glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah, don't let fear overtake you. Oh, hallelujah, I want to tell you about that. Oh, we say fear. Oh, hallelujah, there is emotional fear. God gave us emotional fear, but God gave us his spirit, which is not fear, which is God himself. And if you rely on the spirit of the Lord, glory be to God, then he will keep you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. But it doesn't mean that sometimes you won't have fear, emotional fear. You just don't let it take you over, let it consume you. You pray and trust God, my God, my God, and know that you are in the shepherd's hand, all the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, oh, my God, my God. So you walk through that valley, that shadow of death, knowing that there is confidence, not in yourself, but in your shepherd. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. The shepherd is present. It says, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth. Jesus said it. I believe it. Matthew 28 and 20. Oh, my God, my God. The shepherd's presence will shine brightest, even when we are in our darkest valley. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by divine grace. Oh, my God, my God. So when I'm walking, I'm having faith in the Lord. Oh, my God, my God. Not what I can see, but what I can't see. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. James say, show me your works, and I'll show you my faith. Oh, my God, my God. We know that faith is an action word, and you got to put it in action. You either got to believe it, or you don't believe it. Oh, my God, my God. Even though you can't see it, trust God. Oh, trust and met his word. Oh, hallelujah. The word of God says, have I not command you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This is what the word of God says in Joshua, the first chapter and verse 9. The Lord says, be strong and of good courage. Oh, hallelujah. And do not be afraid. Don't be afraid of what's going on in the world. Trust God and pray. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. The word of God says, I will feel no evil. Offer you on with me. Your rod, oh, hallelujah, and your staff, they comfort me. The Lord is a comforter. Oh, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank Thank you, Holy Ghost. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulation. Oh, my God, my God. 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We must take comfort that the shepherd is always present. He is there in the still by side of a quiet stream. Oh, hallelujah. He is there by that quiet stream. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, looking after us. Oh, hallelujah. While we're feeding, on his word. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Psalm 46, oh, hallelujah. And verse 1-3, God is, oh, hallelujah. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not be a fearful, though the earth is removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Oh, hallelujah. Though the waters thereof roar and trouble. Oh, hallelujah. Though the mountains shake with swelling. Oh, hallelujah. We will look to the hills. Oh, which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, who maketh the heaven and the earth. Psalm 121:1. Oh, hallelujah. The word of God says, you prepare a place, a table before me. Oh, hallelujah. You prepare a table before me. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Oh, glory be to God. The shepherd, he is our friend. There is a friend who stick closer than a brother. Oh, my God, my God. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, hallelujah. And one thing about Jesus, we can all go to him at one time. Oh, hallelujah. And he'll hear us all. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Proverbs 18:24. How blessed are we to be called friend by the sovereign God. He is all powerful, all knowing, always present. And he is our friend. Oh, hallelujah. I don't care how many friends you got. You'll never have a friend like Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Jesus, oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad. Jesus is my friend. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Friends may come and friends may go. But Jesus, oh, hallelujah. Jesus, he'll never change. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. When we turn away from him, he is still there. Oh, hallelujah. The shepherd says, henceforth, I call you not servant, for the servant knows not what the Lord doeth, but I call you friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, hallelujah. In the presence of my enemy, you anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. God anoints our head with oil. Oh, hallelujah. And my cup runneth over. Oh, hallelujah. He gives me more than enough. Glory be to God. Oh, Lord, my God, in you I put my trust. Save me from all those who persecute me and deliver me. Oh, my God, Psalm 7:1. Oh, hallelujah. We don't have to fear our enemies because they have no power over us. Our sovereign, all-powerful God control those who is our enemies. They can't change God's plan of his promise, protection, and victory. We have the victory. Oh, my God, for we are more than a conqueror. Oh, hallelujah. We are victorious through Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He tells us, Jesus tells us, he says, love your enemy. Oh, my God, he don't want us to hate nobody, but just let everything, just let it go and put it in his hands. Oh, hallelujah. For the battle is the Lord, it is not ours. Oh, my God, love him. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said, glory be to God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Oh, my God. Oh, hallelujah. He tells us that we are going to be persecuted, but he tells us to rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is our reward. He let us know that they persecuted the prophets which were before us. My God, he also tells us as believers, as children of God, that the world is going to hate us because the world hated him. He lets us know everything. The shepherd teaches us. Glory be to God. He teaches us. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against us in judgment shall be condemned. Oh, my God, see, he didn't say it wouldn't prosper. Oh, my God, he didn't say the weapon wouldn't prosper. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God, glory be to God, but he said it won't form. Hallelujah. Don't you know that sometimes things come in our life, oh, hallelujah, to try to tear down, to try to make us lose our faith. Oh, hallelujah. Just like the word of God says in John 10:10, Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But he said that the adversary is out there like a roaring lion. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal, steal your joy. Oh, hallelujah. He wants to kill your faith. Oh, hallelujah. He wants to destroy your relationship with God. Oh, hallelujah. But you tell that devil to get thee behind me, Satan. Oh, hallelujah. For the word of God says that if we resist him, that he'll flee from us. So you rebuked him in the name of Jesus and let him know that you're in the shepherd's hand, the good shepherd, Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, my God, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Oh, my God, God is good. Oh, God is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. That's part of God's character. God is good. He's not just good, good. Oh, but God is good. Oh, hallelujah. He can't be nothing but good. Oh, hallelujah. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, hallelujah. His mercy endures forever. Oh, that means that the mercies of the Lord will never leave us. Oh, Oh, my God, my God. See, God has no beginning, and he has no end. See, it says that he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning. The beginning doesn't mean that that was a time that he was God. He is always God. He's always been here. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. But there is no end to him. Oh, hallelujah. So we'll always be in the mercies of God from generation to generation. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, oh, my God, my God, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, look at Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Not only is God taking care of while we're still in these bodies. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. But Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus, he went and he prepared a place for us. Oh, my God, my God. That one day, hallelujah, when we're after his body, we will be present with the Lord and we will hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't walk around being fearful. Don't walk around being afraid. Trust God. Oh, hallelujah. And let him have his way. Oh, hallelujah. My God, my God. When sometimes when I feel like things are getting in my mind, I sing praises unto the Lord. I pray. Oh, hallelujah. I just keep God. Keep the Lord God. I keep him in my thoughts. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't want to get caught up in these things. I don't want to get caught up in what's going on in the world. I don't want to get it like that. Because it's only a distraction. Oh, hallelujah. To turn you away from God. We know that it's going on. But I know that my God is still in control. I know that my God, the one who created the heavens and the earth, I know that my God that looks high, that sits high and look low, he knows everything that's going on. Oh, hallelujah. And children, glory be to God. He has told us that these things will happen. Oh, my God, my God, to prepare us for it. Oh, hallelujah. So we as Christians, we as children, children of the Most High God, hallelujah, we should know what to do. Oh, hallelujah. My God, my God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Word of God says, through the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed, but because his compassion fails not, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Oh, hallelujah. Lamentation 3:22 through 23. All that is the screams of God's pardon, protection, sustaining, and supplying goodness and mercy. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being our shepherd. Thank you, Jesus, that we can trust in you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. The Word of God says in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God made a way. God himself came down from heaven, born of a virgin, conceived of the Holy Ghost. My God, my God. walked the earth for 33 years, preaching the kingdom of heaven is at near. Oh, hallelujah. Was crucified. My God. Hallelujah. On Calvary. My God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. He was crucified on Calvary. Nails in his hand, nails in his feet, thrown up on his head with blood rushing down his face. Oh, hallelujah. The blood that was shed for our sin. Oh, hallelujah. That we might be reconciled back to the Father. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Every drop that he shed. Oh, hallelujah. It covers us. Oh, hallelujah. That we can call him our shepherd. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you're so good, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for saving. I thank you, Jesus, for salvation. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for what you did on Calvary. Lord, I thank you that you love us. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord. I praise your name, God. Oh, you're so worthy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. For your amazing grace. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, for the sun that shine inside of me, that I no longer walk in darkness. Oh, hallelujah. Not the S-U-N, but the capital S-O-N. The Son, your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that I can call him my shepherd. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Ah, yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. You're so worthy, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. You're so worthy, Lord. You're so worthy, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask, oh, hallelujah, that you look down, God, on your people, God. Oh, hallelujah. Give us a strength, God. Hallelujah. To endure, Lord God. To continue to run this race. To be steadfast, unmovable, Lord. Upon your works, O God. Oh, hallelujah. Bless those, God, that are sick in their bodies, O God. Lord, I pray that you touch them right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, there's some right now. They're so lonely, God. Oh, hallelujah. They don't know what to do, God. But Lord God, I know that you have no respect of person. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you minister to them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that they know that they don't have to be alone. Oh, hallelujah, God. Look down on our children, God. Oh, hallelujah. There are children, God, that are sick, oh God. They don't know what's going on. Man don't know. Oh, but you know, God. Oh, hallelujah. God, you know. You know what it is. And Lord, I ask you right now to heal those babies, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch them right now, God. In the name of Jesus. There's some, God. They're homeless, God. Oh, my God, my God. Even though we're going through a pandemic, Lord God, they're homeless, God. They don't know what to do, God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, provide for them. Oh, hallelujah. Provide for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that you have no respect of person, and that you tell us, oh God, to pray ye one for another. Well, God, I'm standing in the gap, God. for all people, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Those, God, that are walking around. Oh, hallelujah. Taking, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. That they can do what they want to do. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God, I pray your will be done. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Lord, I pray. Oh, hallelujah. For your people, God, that are still ministering. Oh, hallelujah. In all the avenues that you have opened, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That people will repent of their sin, accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Go into the homes, God. Go into the homes, God. Their grandparents, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. They miss their grandchildren. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Comfort them, oh God. Comfort them in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, you told us, oh God, to just trust in you and not to lean on our own understanding. But Lord, I believe that you got it in control. I believe, Lord, when your time comes, that this too shall pass. Oh, hallelujah. Not in man's time, but in your time. Oh, but Lord God, help us to stand, oh God. I pray, Lord God, for all those, God, that are still standing on the wall, oh God, praying all the time, God, praying for the world, God, praying for the saints, God, praying for the lost, God. Lord, I pray that everything, oh, hallelujah, that they pray, Lord God, oh, hallelujah, that you hear it, oh God, oh, hallelujah. God, I pray for the women, Lord God, that came on this week, God. Oh, God, Father God, they poured out your word, oh God. And Lord God, I pray, oh God, that you give them a fresh anointing of your Holy Ghost. I pray for Pastor Hubbard. Oh, Lord God, she's been ministering a long time. Oh, hallelujah. A soldier on the battlefield. Oh, hallelujah. One that listens, one that hears your voice. Oh, God, cover her, God. Cover her in the blood of Jesus, that no evil shall befall her. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, bless all those, God, that are on the line tonight, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, protect them, oh God, as they go in and out, oh God. Protect their families, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, God. And those that are going to come to minister, Lord God, the rest of the week, oh God. God, give them a word, a right now word, God, for your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let nothing hinder it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Our youth, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, they are sub God. They haven't been able to graduate. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. They haven't been able to do what they want to do, God. But Lord God, bless them, oh God. Bless them, oh God, that they understand. Hallelujah. They've already received the blessing. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. My God, my God. Lord, I pray. Oh, hallelujah. This world, oh God, it is in such a turmoil. The whole world. Oh, hallelujah. But you created the world. Oh, hallelujah. And you know what's going on. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let us, as your children, God, put in your hands. Hallelujah. And know that you have it and under control. Oh, hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah. That's a woman, God, that's being abused. Children being abused. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, move. Move, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Move, Lord. Move, God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, God. Move in a mighty way, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I pray for our president. Hallelujah. Those in the White House. Those in the Senate. Those in the Congress. Hallelujah. The police. The judges. The teachers. Hallelujah. the doctors, the lawyers, the nurse, the custodian, the trash men. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I pray for everybody. God, you know everything. Oh, hallelujah. Let your will be done. Not our will, but your will. Your will, Lord. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. If there's anybody that don't know you tonight, God, God, I pray for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Hubbard, I turn it back over to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. We Hallelujah. Give you glory. Give you honor.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
For the vessel of God tonight. How the Lord blessed her and used her for his glory. We praise God. Thank you, Lord. And how God blessed and broke that word down concerning the Lord is our shepherd. And the details of who he is to us. Praise God. Thank God for the promises of the Lord. Oh, he sent his word. He sent his shepherd. We thank God for the good shepherd, which is Jesus Christ. And we thank God, as she said, that he's not like man. And I thank you, Lord, that he blesses us and fulfills all our needs, all the provisions, in the name of Jesus, no matter what circumstance. Even when she was talking about the Israelites and Pharaoh and whatever, like the provisions, even when his people was disobedient and rebellious, still yet the provision that was made for 40 years, everything, food, clothing, shelter, clothes didn't even wear out, shoes didn't wear out. And no matter what, glory to God, he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. We may walk away, but he may not. But I praise God, glory to God, hallelujah. There's so many things you bless in the word that he will take care of spiritually, physically, and naturally. Bless the Lord. Oh, my God. And never, I'm trying to look at so many. No. Through the Holy Spirit, he is our comforter. We just was reading something on the Paraclete, the comforter, too, as well, just before. Praise God. I bless God that he was saying that, you know, whatever our burdens are and so forth, by this weekend, we can give those things to God. God will cause us how to rest in him too as well. Rest came back up again. We bless the Lord for us to be strong in the Lord and to be of good courage. As he told us in Joshua, he don't want us fearful. We know what fear brings. Fear was up in all in the ministry, even this week too as well. Praise God. It is so much in his word. We are not to fear. God has a plan. Praise the Lord. Amen. No matter what the battle, no matter what the circumstances is, he is our good shepherd. He know how to take care of us in every way of provision you can think of. We bless God even for his mercy. Glory to God. And as you said, it's renewed every morning. Praise God. We can go on and on and on and thinking about, glory to God, what God has said through the word of God. And then all the prayers that she even prayed for the body of Christ, for the people, whatever capacity they're in for. Oh, glory to God. We thank God, woman of God, for the word tonight, for the anointing. We want you to stay on. Glory to God. We are going to find out if there's anyone that's need of prayer, or anyone need a savior, delivery, encouragement, or maybe something on your heart or either heal it. Praise God. We are going to leave the doors open right now. I'm open up all the lines. Give me a moment to open them, please, before anybody speaks. And then we find out whether there's any prayers. If there's not anyone having requests and prayers, then we're going to take right after that, then we have remarks. Amen. So we give God the glory again for the servant of the Most High poured out of her spirit and words just coming out of you, manifesting from last night, from the night before. Praise God. I thank God for this revival that God ordained it and handpicked these servants. Glory to God. These vessels, they brought forth out of the spirit. No flesh on parade. And nothing but the unadulterated word of God. Stuff we need to be revived, reminded up, remembering, glory to God, fortified, even that we already do know. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. All the lines, from what I can tell, are open. So if there's anyone, first of all, needing prayer, before you do your accolades or do any remarks, Is there anyone standing in need of prayer right now? I know the word covered a lot of things. Praise God. If there's no prayer, if there's no request for prayer, then the line is open for a remark. Give a moment for some of our guests, praise the Lord, to give a remark before our warriors come on. Praise the Lord for the prayer warriors come on. Well, we want to keep it moving, though. Any remarks? The lines are open.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Evangelist Moultrie in Columbia, and I just want to say I dialed in just in time to hear Pastor Betty do her prayer, and I have been so blessed, and you're doing the overview from her message, which I've dialed in a little late to miss her message, but I got the overview from you, the summary. And I am just giving God the glory, so proud of the way the Lord is using both of you mightily. You are my cousins, and some may not know, but I thank God for how he is using you and how the precious promises of his word are all evident as the Spirit of God is flowing even through family. And I'm just so grateful, and of course I'm going to talk about you as soon as I get off the phone. And I'm looking forward to hearing Pastor Betty and also you, Pastor Hubbard, in the near future. I really want to see and witness your ministry, because I can already sense and believe that God is using you, both of you, in a very powerful way. God bless you in Jesus' name.
We praise God. We thank you, cousin. We thank you, Evangelist Moultrie. And we also want all those that don't know, you can go back and listen to the message tonight, the next day, however, is blogtalkradio.com/, and we spell the ministry Divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection, blogtalkradio.com/, Divine Connection. And you can go back and listen to the other episodes and the other ministers that spoke earlier through the week. Praise God.
Thank you
any
so
more
much.
Remarks? God bless. Any more remarks? The line is open now for the remarks. Okay, prayer warriors, go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I have been truly blessed through this message on tonight from Pastor Dorsey. I tell you, I can say that she's a woman of God that preached. Well, as soon as she came out the gate, she was preaching. She prayed out of the depths of her heart and soul. And I thank and praise God. And it tied in so much with the messages before, but I loved how she talked about the Lord is our good shepherd. He is a good shepherd, praise God, and he loves us. He cares, he takes care of us. He's never going to leave or forsake us, praise God. She went through the 23rd Psalm, and she began to share different scriptures and brought out different points in the 23rd Psalm, and I appreciate that. It's good to know, and I just hear the Lord saying just what she's saying, that he's our good shepherd, praise God, and he cares for us. I love this, praise God. He not only cares for us, she mentioned he makes provisions for us, praise God, hallelujah. She said, and tying in with the 23rd Psalm, hallelujah, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I always say I shall not want for any good or beneficial thing. Praise God, and he'll be our leader if we allow him to, praise God. So many wonderful, wonderful points that she brought out and gave examples of how when God was using Moses to get Pharaoh, let us see how the Israelites, they went through the river, and she mentioned Isaiah, I believe it was Isaiah 43 at first, because it was what was spoken by Pastor Burton last night, praise God, how even though you go through the waters, you're not going to drown. The Lord said you don't have to be afraid or discouraged or dismayed, praise God. Why? Because he is our God, hallelujah. Don't make no difference what you're going through. God is with us. So, I mean, she just, it's like the Lord is saying, listen, I'm with you, praise God, hallelujah. So I appreciate everything. Praise God, she taught us, told us again, the Lord is saying we don't need to worry, we don't need to fret. What that song says, you don't have to worry, nor do you need to fret. Praise God, joy comes in the morning, trouble don't last always, hallelujah. I just thank and praise God. His presence, she said his presence will go with us, praise God. And she brought out more points about resting, which
you've
spoken about in the prior messages, praise God, to rest in God. And that reminds me, when you're able to rest in God, that's your relationship. That speaks about your relationship in the Father, praise God. So and she mentioned over and over, we like I heard before, if you're a child of God and you know who God is and you know what his word says, we should not allow fear to overtake us. She mentioned about that over and over again, praise God. And if you have been on this line and listening to this mighty word and really, it's really hearing from the Father, praise God, his heart for us. He don't want us to be stressing out, because you can't be a good example to the rest of the world if you stressing and you running hiding under a rock. Hello, somebody. Leave that alone. Anyway, glory be to God. So many different wonderful points that she brought out, praise God. Trouble don't last always. God is with us, and if we know that he's on our side, even Psalms 91, praise God, 1,000 may fall at my side, right, but it shall not come nigh thee, hallelujah, nigh me, praise God. We have to put ourselves, praise God, in that word and know that the Father is for us, he loves us, and Jesus is our good shepherd. I even put a little note on the side that, you know what, praise God, as long as you are in Christ, praise God. And remember, what did Jesus say in John, 15? He said, I am the vine, we are the branches. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. So that means we got to let God lead, glory be to God. We got to be in a position to hear. And that's why when somebody asks me the question, what's your expectation when you come to church or when you're listening to these messages? To hear from the Father. And he has certainly used Pastor Dorsey and all the other ministers, praise God, that have spoken this mighty word and used them mightily to share with us his heart for us this week. So I thank and praise God. I pray God will continue to fill her, praise God, continue to use her for his glory, and may all of your needs be met according to God's riches and glory. Glory be to God. And if anybody can provide it, God bless each one of you. I love all of you. It's so much more. I got a whole lot more written down, but I'll let go and let somebody else right now. God bless you all. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, Pastor Dorothy, I enjoy you so much. When you were speaking, it was just like it was the anointing that was speaking directly to me to let me know that he was my shepherd. He's my good shepherd. I can go to him. Any problem, any situation, I can go to him and talk to him about it. Because you said that I am the good shepherd in the hands of the good shepherd. I'm in the hands. See, I thank God as you come forth with that with that word. I thank God that I'm in the hands of a good shepherd that will be there when I need him, that will guide me and direct me if I listen. That's the thing. If we listen, he would do that for us. And I thank God. I thank God for how you said. You said, and there was another part that I had written down where you said, call on the good shepherd. He will give you rest. He'll give you rest. It said, let not your heart be troubled. And we don't have to let our heart be troubled. But sometimes we do, but we don't have to. And there's just so much. I'm not going to say a lot, but I just thank God I was blessed. The only thing I can say about this word and this word that's been taught this whole week, I have been blessed of this word. I ain't never read so much notes before in my whole life on a revival. I thank God. I thank God for y'all. I thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you.
Praise God.
Praise Lord, Sister Darcy. That's just wonderful. I thank God for you, and I thank God to keep you strong. Because the main thing that hit me is when you said, praise him. Because the same thing, if we check it out, each one of us this week, think about that praise. Because the truth is dumb, no matter how hard it looked like. But you praise God, baby, that will bring you out of it. And I just love and enjoy the meal that you serve tonight. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Dorsey. Praise God. This is Evangelist Crockett. I'm so glad I was here tonight to hear you. And I truly enjoyed you, and I always enjoyed you and your husband on your ministry. And thanking God for you. I'm glad you came over to Prophet BJ tonight. I enjoyed your message. The Lord is our shepherd. You keep me in prayer.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, Pastor Dorsey. All I can say is, wow, to God be the glory for what he used you to say. And I'm going to let the word dwell in me richly. I appreciate you. I bless God for everybody that's on the line tonight. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. You have to wait, keep it rolling, praise God. Any more remarks? Amen. You bless God. I'm giving you another opportunity. If not, bless the Lord. Anyone else have another remark before we move forward for her to do her remarks? We bless God. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all that was on the line. We had quite a few, but praise God, we just going to continue to bless, and we have to remember 2 or 3 minutes or something like this to say what we need to say, so that way we can be able to give space for those that would desire to say something that we won't take up so much time, so that way we can keep it flowing. But in the meantime, I do thank God for everyone, because all of us can get so full of so much that God is saying throughout the night and throughout this week. But we just thank God, glory to God, for you and how you moved and how you're touching hearts for those, glory God, that spoke up and those that didn't. In the name of Jesus, we just bless God. You are such a vessel that's full of the word and of the anointing. But thank God it's not just words. It's coming out of the anointing. That's what makes all the difference, to destroy the yoke. Somebody that study and seek the face of the Lord, having a relationship, so that when they do deliver, it has such a effect, glory to God. It does like when you throw a rock on the pond in the water, it just starts with a little, whatever, little circle, and it just goes out. It just cause, you know, that anointing, it just causes you to be stretched in the spirit when you hear something that can make a difference in your lives. So I just thank God. It's just all week long, it's just been transforming messages. So at this time, we're going to relinquish my stand so that way you can make remarks and praise God. Then we'll take it for dinner, and we'll be closing for tonight, getting ready for a powerful message that will come through, none other than our own pastor, Betty Pugh, out of Columbia, South Carolina, another vessel that will seek the Lord. And glory to God, we bring forth that mm-hmm. God has placed in her spirit under the anointing.
Yes.
So there's no more remarks. We're getting ready to have our remarks from none other than our dear speaker for the night, praise the Lord, Pastor Dr. Dorsey.
Praise God. Truly, I thank everybody for being on the line tonight. I truly thank the Lord for his word. I truly thank God for his Holy Spirit. Without the Lord, I am nothing. I can do nothing. I don't take credit for what God is doing in me. I thank the Lord that I just thank God that he is who he is in my life. I thank him for everybody that was on the line tonight. I thank him for being a part of this gospel explosion. I thank him for putting it in you, Pastor Hubbard, for allowing us to come and to express how much we love the Lord through his word. I thank God for all the women. When I think about women ministering the word of God, it is such an honor to be among women who minister and love the Lord. It is such an honor to be able to minister together with women that love the Lord and allow the Spirit of the Lord to use them. I am truly grateful for this honor and this opportunity to do this. Truly, God is so good. I just love the Lord, and I thank him for all things. I just praise his holy name. Pastor Hubbard, I look forward to tomorrow night. I know we're going to have got 2 more nights for the word of God, and I'm looking forward to it. I know that God is still going to move, because he is God Almighty. He has a word for all of us this whole week, and I truly thank God for that. And I pray that God will continue to watch over you, protect you as you go in and out, and know that he is our shepherd. We're in his hands. We don't have to be fearful, but we do have to be mindful of things because he does give us the sense to do that. So I thank God that he is there with us all the time, and I thank God for all remarks, everything. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I just thank and praise him. And I pray that everybody will have a blessed night tonight and be back tomorrow night for another word from the Lord. Thank you so much, Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
We bless God. Glory to God for you. Pastor, thank God for you. And thank God again, as we often say, Lord, even when I was in Tulsa, how the Lord had placed in your heart to talk to me here, talk to me before then. But I didn't have an ear. I wasn't in that place. But anyway, for the blog talk, when we start the ministry with just being on the 100 line. But as God blessed and took about a month or two, and God blessed and stuck in my spirit after that, saying, yes, we can do this. And now I am really just blessed by God for just heeding to that you said that God has given you to do for the Blog Talk Radio to start it, even though we were doing the 800 number, but we got to expand it, as you said, to extend the ministry. And so we give God glory for you and for the anointing in this woman's life. Said when God gave it to her, she paid for it for 3 years, took a year by year, paid for 3 years, and we took it back over this year. So we just thank God for you. Now, that's just some faithfulness when God gives you something to do, and God bless also all the warriors that come on every night, every week,
yes,
faithfully. So we thank God for it. Praise God. At this time, we just want to encourage you, the more, as Pastor just said, how you receive that word that she has given us, and also the prayers for us to continue to walk in faith, and fear, not fearful and covered under the blood. And we thank God for Pastor Betty Pugh. Tomorrow night we'll be coming forth. Glory to God out of Columbia, South Carolina. Looking forward to God continually to bless her, anointed vessel as well. Seek the face of the Lord and will not move until she hears what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So we believe in God to move in a miraculous way. Thanking God for Sunday for none other than Prophetess Alicia Anum. Glory to God. My daughter coming out of not Tulsa anymore. She's saying Tulsa. Out of Arkansas now, because you've been in Tulsa almost 10 years, but over in Arkansas, to be coming on Sunday, and that'll climax over to God, what we're doing for us right now with the revival. He's been speaking about there will be another. I don't know when that is. Is it coming up, or is it sometime in the future? I don't want to move until I hear the Spirit of the Lord. Just because God has blessed miraculously in this, that don't mean jump up and do it again. He just wants to prepare me that there will be another. So we just
want
to sign in. Thank God again for you. Thank God for Apostle Burton, and praise God, Pastor Bird, is so faithfully, glory to God. Glory to God. I thank God for them as well as all the prayer warriors, glory to God. But I mentioned their names for specific reasons, because glory to God, accountability. We thank God for the two of those women throughout the years too as well. We thank God again. Praise the Lord for all of you all that were on the line and what you heard. Pray that you hold on to it. Don't let it slip. All the nights that have came forth from Monday night all the way through up to now and out throughout Sunday, believing God for greater manifestations. And I thank God for just filling us up. In the name of Jesus, we bless God for you. Pray angels be encamped about you. And as we go forward, glory to God, into the next day, the night, pray glory to God as you continue to be encouraged. Pray blood covering over you. And we love you. We appreciate you as we keep looking unto the Lord, because it is God that's doing this work. He just needs available vessels that will yield and avail themselves, glory to God, with humility and obedience for him to fill us up and use us for his glory. So tonight, shalom, shalom. Be encouraged and have a blessed and wonderful evening.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Praise
shalom.
God. Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Praise God. Praise the Lord, Brother Black. Praise the Lord.
God bless.
Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Thank God for the good shepherd. Praise the Lord. Shalom, shalom. Good night.
Good night.
Hallelujah.
Good night.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Tim. Praise the Lord, everybody. We love you.
God bless.